I've decided to stop doing webcasts. I'm no longer interested in giving my opinion about too much of anything these days. Straightening up around here, cleaning out things. I just want to listen to some good music. Now and then have a glass of nice wine. Talk with people that I know love me and I love them. And just fade away. I think I'll do that. I think that the website has run its course. And nothing happened. My hard drive crashed on the original computer that I've been doing all the webcasts on. And I have all of the webcasts saved, documented by dates and titles. And I'll probably just highlight one webcast over the other from time to time on different dates. And if I have anything to say, it'll just be hello and let you know how I'm doing. But as to the older webcasts commenting on politics, religion, and all of that, I'm not. I'm not going to comment on that anymore because America is not the same country that she used to be. We are not the same people. I'm not going to criticize the young people. I love them. I think that what they have ahead of them is a future that I'm not very happy about. You know, an interesting article came out today. Said that Kanye West said that he's not going to sing rap anymore because he's decided that it's of the devil. And somebody said that Kanye West was basically stupid and out of his mind. He isn't. When he first started doing that music, I said that it was some evil stuff. It works for the tearing down of people. Kanye has children, he's grown, he has money, he's accomplished what he was supposed to, and his eyes open wide up. That's the kind of man that you go to that says that he's called by God to preach. Kanye West, did you ever believe it? But I'm going to stop giving my comments, stop doing the webcast. I just wanted to let you know, you'll see some changes on there. My health, I guess I'm all right. It's very warm in Los Angeles today. Takes all my breath away. I keep drinking water, trying to stay hydrated. It's difficult to do. I'm going to stop right now. I hope that you'll be able to come to the website, scroll down this huge page, read some of the articles afresh, and stay in touch with me in that way. I'll come back to the website now and then, and when it disappears off of the internet, that'll prove that I don't have the money anymore to keep the website up. So I may make changes as they're due, but the studio aspect, when I get the other studio part for my microphone to hook into the computer, I may continue it, but I doubt it. These days that I've taken off has given me an opportunity to think. You know, and for those that said, see, John has given up on God. I haven't given up on God. I'll tell you what I'm tired of. I'm tired of people making rulings on me like that. I think that I've given enough. I've spoken enough. I've said enough about ethics, morality, and things like that. I've said enough about love. If you don't love by now, you probably never will. So the controversial dispositions that happen to creep in our lives, try to control prime time, I'm going to leave those things alone. I'm going to do like other professionals and just stop. I'm not angry at anybody. I'm not angry at God about anything. I think it's time to stop. So I'll stop. One has said that if you stop doing the thing that you love to do the best, that you will probably stop, John. That's probably right. If I get sick on the inside because of what's happening in my environment, I don't know, you know, Elijah Cummings put it good. He, on that clip, he said, see, he's a good bulldog. He fought to the end. The church is going bottoms up. There's nothing left in the church. There's no one left in the church to talk to. Its leaders are corrupt. Let me just end up by saying this. Its leaders are thoroughly corrupt. There's another article I looked at on Facebook. It said that a church had to be a mega church, gave something like thousands of dollars to pay people's medical bills and things like that. Well, yeah, that's a nice gesture. I think it would be a nicer gesture if the people in the evangelical churches, I guess if there's one thing that really got to me at the end of my days, is that these primarily white churches, white evangelical churches, will not condemn that ignoramus asshole, Donald Trump. I cannot, for the life of me, not understand it. I can't promote. That's why I love God, independent of any church and any denomination and anything like that. I don't want to say thumbs down on the idea of God. Not this late in my life, because I constantly depend upon God for my survival, for my mental health, physical health, and all. I constantly depend upon God, but I will not put up with a religious organization that refuses to stand for what's true. I'm thoroughly damn disgusted with the church. Thoroughly. So I'm finished with promoting it. I don't want to hear. I would hope that, I would pray that really black folk would eject out of that system. If you want to stay with God, come and try to seek God on an individual basis, meaning seek God for yourself. Don't have in the as an image in your mind a white or a black or a brown Messiah. It is not, listen, it is the words. Listen to my dog. It is the words of the man Jesus that I appreciated. It is the way Paul placed it. It is these things that kept me. Let me say this, you know, and I may make another webcast. I don't know. I just feel like walking away from everything, because I think that we've misapplied the whole idea about God and how God works in the lives of his people. Needless to say, the people that we put in charge of the Christian church are corrupt, because it's, I'm not saying that these men and women don't care for people, but they care for the organization and a structure which they were lied about that this structure, the way it is set up, holds people in captivity or slavery. I want to be a person that is free enough to say what I mean and mean what I say to the persons that I say it to. I think that the only way that I will be convinced to 100% go back into this, and I've been going over papers and DVDs and videos that I've done that I'm just throwing out. No one wants them. No one desires them. They don't desire to hear about this. So I'm going to live the rest of my life without trying to promote something that it appears that no one wants to hear. No one wants to hear it. Maybe the day will come, if I'm still alive, because I want to live another 25 years. I'm 75. I want to continue to live. Maybe the day will come when a spark of energy will excite my intellect, my mind, or restore in me a passion that I can continue to light up the studio. But as for right now, I just come in the studio and nothing. I'm not excited about it. And it's not because I don't have the money for the equipment. I do have it. That's not the point at all. The point is, there's no need for it. No need. Thank you for those of you that have been supporting me with your prayers and your kind thoughts over the years. I really appreciate that. And I'm still at this address. On Harcourt Avenue. I still have people come by. We fellowship. We hang out. I'm not alone most of the time. I have acquaintances come by, but I'm going to take hiatus off of this. Now, I plan to pay for one more month. I may go to the end of the year after I make some changes, but I just wanted to give you my spew on this. God bless you and thank you for your support.